السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. The regime in Tunisia fails in the political and intellectual confrontation, yet it uses the political police to block the call of حزب التحرير. Translated. The COP authority in Tunisia is unable to stop foreign ambassadors and Western diplomatic missions from violating the state's sovereignty and usurping its political decision, and it dares to arrest political activists. Since the issuance of an appeal from حزب التحرير ولاية تونسيا to our honorable people in the land of الزيتونة on September 9, 2021, the pace of arrests in the ranks of حزب التحرير intensified. The latest but not the last of the kidnapping of five of its workers on Friday, the 24th of September 2021, after they held a protest in the neighborhood of Al-Intilaqa, warning of the danger of the path followed by President Qais Saied, and they are respectively Bassem Farahat, Izzeddin Al-Mani, Muhammad Ali Al-Awni, Nabil Al-Zaidi, Ali Al-Jandoubi. The security forces stormed the homes of some of them, terrified their families and children, and seized their books, banners, and statements of حزب التحرير. The COP authority was unable to confront حزب التحرير ideologically and politically, and it failed to silence its voice despite violating its laws, violating all administrative procedures and political norms, and subjecting the party's workers during their political activity to restrictions and arbitrary arrests. The arrest of the party's workers on the basis of a statement or political activity is a state scandal that confirms the hastening of those responsible for it and exposes the falsity of their claim to abide by constitutional and legal controls. However, it seems that حزب التحرير's call to uproot colonialism and its local tools and its quest to establish a rightly guided rule based on Islam annoyed the Western embassies, so they moved their leaders to arrest the workers to disrupt the party and lower its voice or silence it. They want to prevent حزب التحرير from operating because its statement exposed the submission of the conflicting political class for power to the Western domination, and because حزب التحرير calls for the removal of the corrupt democratic system that is the cause of the political chaos in Tunisia, and because it calls for the resumption of the Islamic way of life by restoring the rule of Islam. The regime of Bourguiba, Ben Ali, and Asibsi fought حزب التحرير and its call to rule by Islam, but they all left, and the call and its workers remained. Today, Qais Saied is striving to follow the same path and will face, Allah willing, the same fate. And eventually, the call of Islam will remain loftily with the pious and pure men, going on its way to fulfilling Allah's promise of succession, victory, and empowerment by establishing the second Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate upon the method of the prophethood, and the ultimate outcome belongs to the righteous. Allah says,
تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين.
The eternal home in the hereafter we reserve only for those who neither seek tyranny nor corruption on the earth. The ultimate outcome belongs only to the righteous. Surah Al-Qasas, Ayah 83. Media Office of حزب التحرير in Wilaya, Tunisia. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.